Good morning. It's Friday, January the 1st, 2010. This is Claire Grant wishing you a happy and prosperous new year on the Three Beautiful Things podcast. I'm going to tell you about the things that have amused me this week. This is a slightly shorter podcast than usual. I swapped the day back to Friday for scheduling reasons, but it'll be back to a normal service next Friday. To make up for the shortness, I'll try to read more slowly this time. One listener, Pam, suggested that I took last week's edition a little bit fast. So here goes. Tuesday, December the 29th, 2009. Fever, striped, and book in the bath. 1. Nick is feverish. I sponge his forehead and raid the emergency box for paracetamol and Ribena. 2. Red, white, and green striped pasta. 3. A blue and bubbly bath and unseen academicals, the new Terry Pratchett book. Wednesday, December the 30th, 2009. Lights, don't mess with me. And hair wash. 1. I like to switch on the Christmas tree each morning. 2. In the shopping centre, a small boy stumbles. His much taller brother laughs. Boy delivers a roundhouse kick to his brother's shopping bag. 3. To brush my hair when it is newly washed and dried. I wish it always felt this soft and smooth. Thursday, December the 31st, 2009. Cleaning the fridge, follower, and oranges and caramel. 1. The fridge is clean again after the salad dressing spill. I put everything back inside. 2. A dog with white paws follows us. No interest in its master's whistles. 3. Cool, sour oranges. Warm, bitter syrup infused with cinnamon. After I wrote this post, I remembered another beautiful thing. It was a really miserable grey day, and we walked all the way up the road behind this lady, and she was wearing a velvet coat in, I suppose, ruby red, and it was also leaf green, so beautiful. And she was also wearing orange, red, and white striped tights, which I thought was splendid. I felt so warm just looking at her. Friday, January the 1st, 2009. Baking, vintage, and a small melancholy. 1. I set the bread maker up late last night. In the morning, the smell of warm bread creeps in from the kitchen and climbs into bed with us. 2. Katie gives me a photo frame that is a marvel of decayed art deco. It's mirrored, but the glass has a pattern of oily-looking rust like the flecks of mica in granite. I look closer still, and each fleck is shaped like a fan fungus and marked like a fingerprint. 3. A documentary on BBC Four, A Life in Small Films, about Oliver Postgate and Peter Furman, who created The Clangers, Bagpuss, Ivor the Engine, and Noggin. I still love the gentle melancholy of these little programmes and the kindly warmth of Oliver Postgate's voice. I think they taught me that, when I was quite small, even, that sadness is nothing to be afraid of, and it can be explored and examined and tasted and understood as much as any other experience. That's all for this week. Have a wonderful week, and don't forget to look out for your own beautiful things. This podcast is based on the blog at www.threebeautifulthings.co.uk. Thank you very much for listening.